Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour on www.bbsradio.com. We have some phone numbers to give out and a lot of healing to do tonight, so if you guys want to call in for healing, I'm more than happy to help you. Phone numbers in the United States are 1-877-876-5227. Outside the USA is 1-888-815-9756. That's outside the U.S. And direct number would be 1-530-876-3222. What I wanted to talk about tonight is balance and understanding of who we are and to find ourselves within ourselves. When we open ourselves up to the universe, and I'll explain how to do that, it's been very, very interesting for me over the last 30 years to be able to find myself within myself and to attain a goal of being open to the universe. It's a matter of understanding who we are and how to get in touch with that. The way that I've gotten in touch with that is through meditation and going into the inner part of myself, which is in the gut area, and also to get into the heart area by bathing ourselves in the water of the soul. So I know it sounds a little complicated, but it's not really complicated. It's actually very simple if we follow some techniques. To bathe in the soul is connected into the heart. And I was talking about that a few weeks ago. And what I've done is to be able, and I've done this with a lot of people on the program already, is to be able to meditate and go into the soul. What we need to do, there is, the way that I look at it is that there is a lake inside the heart where the soul is. And once you go past the soul, you'll see the lake. The lake is very, very beautiful. It's very clear. It's crisp. And it's very calming. What I've done on the BBS radio here is to contact people, have them go into the soul, into the heart, into the center of the heart, and actually bathe in the waters. And what you need to do at that particular point is not say anything. Just listen to what either God says to you or listen to what you say to you. We need to get away from who we are in terms of looking at ourselves through our own selves. What we need to do is get into the area where God resides within us and listen to the voice. So what we need to do to get in touch with God, to be able to get in touch with the universe, is to surrender. We need to devote ourselves to the Almighty. Learn to have fun. It's very, very important to have fun. Learn to enjoy life. It's really, really important to enjoy who we are. Once we get into the heart area, the existence of the Almighty God, whatever you want to call him or her, I think it's very important to realize that once you make that connection is forever. We actually look at things through our own eyes, and what we need to do is look through the divine eyes to listen to what God is saying to us or listen to what our body is saying to us, which is basically the same thing. So as you're bathing in the heart, we need to allow ourselves to surrender and just listen to that voice that speaks to us. That's that voice inside of us, that little voice that never sets us wrong. I think Moses said it really, really good when he said, just make sure that it's okay with life. Make sure that it's life-affirming that you're listening to. That's the most important thing. And when you're bathing in the soul or when you're bathing in the gut, it's very important just not say anything. Just listen to what you hear. If you don't hear anything, that's cool. That's good. There's no reason to be afraid of that. You're still, believe it or not, opening up to the area where God resides. And it's very important to be very still and very quiet and just listen to the voice of silence. And sometimes that voice might not even say anything. It might be very, very silent in the area that you're going to. But when you come out of the meditation, you're going to be very grounded. You'll be very excited in terms of life. It's just an amazing feeling. So later on in the show, we're going to go through a meditation again of connecting the heavenly energy that's coming down from heaven, going through our body, connecting to the center of the earth and coming back up again. And what we're doing is taking the light from the center of the earth, passing it through our bodies, and placing it on the earth. So what we're doing is creating a super healing vortex between us, heaven, and earth. I've actually done with a lot of people is to connect and have a good feeling. So it's really, really important to make those connections and understand that what we're doing is to create an actual vortex with inside of ourselves. And I think it's really important to understand that we have wonderful people, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, Fred Bell, that are really doing tremendous things to make a change. And so that's what we're doing. And so we need to really allow ourselves to have that change and to be able to make that difference. So what we want to do is to create a healing within ourselves, to create a healing and wellness within everybody that is around us. And that would be the best thing to do. And what we can do is actually create a tremendous healing in terms of knowing who we are. And that's the best thing that we can do to get in touch with who we are. So if you can, at some point when you go through a meditation, go to your heart chakra. Don't be afraid of it. You can actually go to the center of the heart chakra and just bathe in it. Allow yourself to take in that wonderful feeling and just enjoy it and see where it takes you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to make you confused. If it does anything, which has helped me tremendously, is to ground me and to be as wise as we possibly can with that energy and just listen to it and have a following of understanding that allows us to make that connection with God. So in that note, if there's anybody out there that needs a healing, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Again, the phone numbers here are... it's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756 outside the USA and 1-530-876-3222, which is a direct line. It's really wonderful to be able to be on the radio and explain what I've done in terms of opening up and allowing myself to express my own expression, which is really wonderful to do. It's a lot of fun also to have the feeling to know that you have the power to be able to get in touch with the universe on a very, very big level. And what that does is actually opens up your heart to a mighty big level, and it gives you the strength to be able to see what you need to see and also to be able to feel the actual openness of the energy around you. In other words, the best way I can put it is that we think that the aura is only 2 feet away or 3 feet away or 8 inches away. And I had a wonderful client who was on the... Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Who's this?
Rosemary.
Okay, Roseanne, how you doing?
I have a left kidney that I've been talking to.
Could you speak up, honey? I can just barely hear you.
I have a left kidney that is absolutely the most painful thing I've ever... Childbirth was better.
Okay.
And
do you
have a
kidney stone, dear?
I don't know if I do or don't.
Usually, there's a lot of pain significant with a kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
I had one, and they're not fun. Very, very painful.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do is I'm opening up your heart right now. And we're going down. Is that the right kidney?
It's the left.
The left. Okay. Let me see if I'm facing you. That's correct. It is the left kidney. Okay, so let's go into the heart. It's going down. Okay. Yeah, I can see it now. Can you feel the energy going through your body there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. How long have you had this?
On and off for about 7 years.
Really? Okay. And that wouldn't be a kidney stone. Okay, what we're doing is opening up your kidney. We're going through the tubes now. I'm actually going through the tubes and making sure it's clear. Can you feel yourself becoming more grounded?
Yeah.
What I would like you to do is take a breath and say, I breathe in the breath of God right into my kidney.
I breathe in the breath of God right into my kidney.
Right. Can you feel the energy opening up around you?
Mm-hmm.
You should be a little bit more focused. How's the pain in the kidney now?
Diminished noticeably.
Excuse me?
It has diminished very much.
Yes, good. I breathe in the breath of God into my kidney.
I breathe in the breath of God into my kidneys.
Good. Can you feel your mind expanding, dear? Can you feel your eyes expanding?
Yes.
Good. Good. Okay, your kidney's clear.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is open up the other kidney as long as we're here.
Thank you.
Good. You should be able to feel your lungs opening up a lot more. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. We're just clearing everything tonight while we're here.
Thank you.
I'm about 4 feet above your head right now, and what I'm looking at is the spine. I'm going through your spine right now, and I'm just clearing the dents out of it.
Mm.
I'm going to go right down to the coccyx area, clear everything out of the spine way and the passageways. I'm going through every nerve in the spine area as I'm going down, and we're turning it to pure white light. Good. You should feel a sensation of wellness. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. How does it feel now?
It's almost like a sensation I haven't felt in years.
Right, right, right. You're just coming back to yourself. Okay, as long as we're here, what I'm going to do is take you into the center of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm in a meditative state now, so what I'm going to do, I'm in touch with your consciousness now. I have been.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, just relax and just let go of everything. I'm going to take you right into the center of your heart. There you go. You should be able to feel yourself coming down to your heart now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Okay. There you are. You're right here already. Now, I'm not going to say anything for about 30 seconds. What I want you to do is just bathe in this beautiful water that God has given us. That's great. You should be very tranquil. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm going to bring you back up into your consciousness, into your mind. Can you feel things opening up into your gut area now? Can you feel relief and relaxation?
Yes.
Good. Good. You should be able to feel that, almost like an energy going through your gut now. Your feet are opening up. Your chakras, you have chakras on the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're opening up and they're going down to the center of the earth. So we're creating between the earth, yourself, and heaven, there you go. How does it feel to you?
Glowing.
Good. You feel glowing?
Flowing, very, very, energy flowing through.
Good. Do you feel happy about that?
Oh, yeah.
You should feel excellent. Now, your pain should be diminished in the kidney area right now. It should be really gone.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you?
Relief like I haven't felt in years.
Right. Good. Good. If you feel your hands should be getting exceedingly hot right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. So between your feet and your hands, you should be able to feel all that energy that's connecting between heaven and earth.
Mm.
And, you'll stay that way for quite some time. That kind of connection is really very deep. And you might be hearing God's voice, or you might be hearing your own voice speaking back to you in terms of being in touch with yourself. Try to surrender to that voice. You're not going to have a voice that's going to say negative things. What it'll be doing is saying very positive things, because what will happen is that when I got in touch with this, I was hearing, oh boy, it feels wonderful. You know, it just, you're in touch with all the divineness within yourself and within heaven as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if it diminishes a little bit, it's okay. But mm-hmm. Meditate. Do you do meditation?
Yes.
Good. So what I would highly suggest is sit down, relax, and just allow that voice to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I always used to listen to it when I was a little girl.
I can just barely hear you.
I always used to hear it when I was a child.
Okay, good. I suspect you'll be hearing it again.
Mm-hmm.
You could be hearing your own voice, too. So just accept it for what it is. You know, you're going to hear a lot of love. And that's what we're going to be talking tonight, is a lot of love. And love of understanding ourselves even more. So as you're grounding and as you become more of who you are, I think what will happen is that you'll become even holier.
Wow.
You're going to be feeling the touch of divineness. You're going to be feeling that spark inside of you.
And it's nice to be able to be in my physical body as one being again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. What will happen eventually is that you'll be opening up to the universe even more. And just don't be afraid of it, because that's who we are. I'll tell you a story, what happened to me. I was meditating with somebody, and I was giving them a massage. I do massages. That's my expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing energy with a massage. And what happened was I was invited into one of my cells. And as I was going into the cell, it took me about 5 minutes to get into the center of the cell. This is just one cell,
mm-hmm.
and we have 20 trillion cells within our body. And when I got to the center of the cell, the entire universe was in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to hear this and started to understand that there's no disconnection. There's only one love, and there's only one understanding of who we are. And that connection is with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no disconnection between us, heaven, earth, anywhere as we go. It's all one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all one. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Where are you calling from now?
Chicago.
Okay. what I want you to do is hold your hand out. I think we're, what, about 1,500 miles from each other? I'm in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need you just to take a hand and hold it straight out with your fingers straight out. What I'm going to do is touch your aura from here, which is 1,500 miles away. You should be able to feel the energy right at your fingertips, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to press just a little bit. Can you feel that pressure?
Yes.
Good. I've done that in California, and if we were on Mars, we could do the same thing. There's no disconnection, and that energy is all around us. So you're quite open.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I just wanted this.
I mean, I've run the reviews of what did I do or what did I not do or, you know, whatever. And I just thank you for relieving the disconnect so that I can go on and do what I love to do.
Yeah, I think you'll find that to be really, really great. And it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being connected more to you.
Cool.
It's very simple. It's not difficult to do. That's what I'm trying to teach people is to further them in whatever I can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm nobody special. I'm just a regular human being like you or anybody else. I just have the ability to be able to do this, and I'm willing to help people as much as I possibly can. That's my job.
Well, I deeply thank you. This is the second time I've placed a call with you, and each time I've been seriously helped.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to somebody that really wants to make a difference in the world.
I do.
I feel that. I can feel that very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Please don't hesitate to call me again if there's mm-hmm. any kind of problem that I can help you with. That's what we're here for,
mm-hmm.
to help each other.
And can I tell you a joke?
Pardon?
Can I tell you an old joke?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And so the metaphysician said, I forgive everybody. Now can I have my power back?
That's a good one. That's really good.
Thank you, sir.
Old Tibetan saying
mm-hmm.
That I heard about 10 years ago, and that is, the oxen is slow, but the earth is patient.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about you being an oxen. What I'm saying is that the earth is very patient, and it wants us to open up as much as we can
mm-hmm.
to everything that it has. And I think the amazing thing that will be happening for you is that with this kind of energy, which is so pure, you could be walking down the street and actually changing somebody's life instantaneously without them even knowing it.
I used to do that in Egypt.
Excuse me?
I used to do that in Egypt.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, it's a past, yeah, it flashed.
When were you in Egypt, can I ask?
Mm-hmm. A couple lifetimes.
When were you there?
A couple lifetimes ago.
Ah, wonderful.
Missed you.
Yeah.
But thank you for...
You're very good at what you do, so... Mm-hmm. Your aura is very bright, and it's very clear,
mm-hmm.
and it's wonderful talking to another energy worker, and I'm honored to be working with you.
Sometimes I will offer this to people that are listening. If you feel that you're in that place, whatever that place is, just take yourself down to the crystal heart of this planet, and do what you love to do, which is sing.
Mm-hmm.
Sing
mm-hmm.
songs of comfort, sing songs of love to
yeah.
the planet itself, and it will respond to you.
Right, right. It's really wonderful. I had a client come in from South Africa, and she's buying some property over there, and on the property we found, a crystal, a gigantic crystal, maybe the size of a house, a 2,000-foot house, you know, whatever they call that, by house meter or house feet. And it was quite gigantic. And it's right in the center of this mountain. And it's a pure crystal. And I connected to the crystal and connected with her so she could feel this crystal, and it was just amazing. And so things are opening up around the planet that I think we're making in contact with. And I think King David said it the best. He said, there's nothing new on the planet. There's nothing new around anywhere other than we're opening up to the energy to be able to feel things a little bit more or a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important that we make such a big difference, especially now with all the tumult that's going on the planet. We have the ability to keep ourselves grounded. And once we do that, we have the right to be able to open up and help everybody else that we possibly can. And God gave us a promise that that we can do whatever we can to make this a better planet and help our neighbor as we help ourselves. So you're right on the right track.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
Anyhow, what we need to do is to be able to contact each other in a wonderful way. All we have to do is say that we want to contact a friend or... Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Terrific. What can I help you with here?
Well, I had a quick one-minute mini reading from somebody. And
yes.
She told me that I have a problem with my white and red blood cells and definitely my blood circulation.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you can help me with that.
Okay, sure we can. Sure we can. I'm about 3.5 feet above you. Your heart is opening up right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. What we're doing right now is sending energy, pure white light energy. I'm going to be contacting one of your cells. We're going to be hitting you with a lot of white light right now. You should be able to feel that energy going through your veins and arteries right now. Can you feel that energy going through?
Yes, I do.
Yes, this is going to be instantaneous. So what we're doing right now, blood has got memory. Blood thinks. Years ago, 3,000 years ago, when they splashed the blood against against where they did the slayings of animals, God asked that the blood be poured out, and the reason was is because blood thinks, and it's a gift to us to understand that we can make big changes in our body, and that's what's happening to you right now. You should be able to feel that going through your kidneys right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. Do you feel the energy going through your feet right now?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel your head opening up?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. What's happening is that your blood's becoming happier, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
what you should be feeling is an expansiveness going through your body now. Can you feel that? Can you feel it in your mind? Can you see in your eye that you're becoming more grounded and more focused?
Yes.
Good. That's happening instantaneously for you. Okay, what I need you to do is take in a good deep breath. I think you'll be able to see that your lungs are becoming more open. How does that feel?
Much better.
Good. Good. What I would suggest highly is well, we can do the same thing for you. Let's take you to the center of your heart.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yes.
And get in touch with God again and get in touch with yourself again?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to be connected to your consciousness like I am now. I'm going to the center of your heart with you. You should be able to feel yourself going through your consciousness right now and going to the heart. Can you feel yourself coming down?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. You're there. Okay, so let's just... you're right in the center of the water, in the center of your heart. What we're going to do, I'm seeing clouds there. It's so beautiful. It doesn't have to be water. It can be clouds. It can be anything that's very, very beautiful. Are you into clouds?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What we're doing, we're just bathing in the clouds here. And, boy, it's so beautiful. Good. Now, I'm not going to say anything for about 30 seconds, so what we're going to do is let you get in contact with the Almighty and yourself, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You should be able to feel that energy going through you. Can you feel the expansiveness in your eyes?
Yes, I can.
Good. What you've done, your blood is clear.
Thank you.
Okay. What we've done is taking you to the center of the... Actually, when you get in touch with the center of your heart, you're getting in touch with the center of the universe. I should have explained that to everybody before. We are in the center. The idea of being in touch, it's an amazing trip. When we get to the center of the heart and we open that up and we start to expand ourselves, that is the center of the universe to us. They might talk of the center of the universe being out in space, but actually the center of the universe is within us. It's within everybody on the planet and everybody on other planets. I've seen them and talked to them, so I know that the consciousness is absolutely amazing because we're all in touch with each other. Even the people on this planet, we're in touch with them, and it's really amazing that we can do so many beautiful things with everybody. So how does that feel to you now?
I feel wonderful.
Oh, doesn't it feel blissful?
Yes, very blissful, and I feel very, very loved right now.
Yes, yes. Once we make that connection within ourselves, that divine connection, which is even stronger, we start opening up even more. As I told the young lady before on the telephone, that once we make this connection, things will start expanding. And you'll feel very, very good. And, you know, it's just it's a wonderful feeling knowing that we're in touch with the Almighty or we're in touch with ourselves. And what will happen in the next couple of days is that, yes, I'm getting a loud yes, is that you'll be in touch with either heaven or you'll be in touch with yourself, but you'll be starting getting answers to questions. And what you want to do is that when you start getting answers to questions or you start hearing the voice of silence, have a pen and paper or a pencil and paper and just write down what you hear.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's you talking to you or it's God talking to you or it's the universe talking to you. It's all one. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay? But you feel very much better.
Thank you so much. I really do.
Absolutely. Now, you should feel very, very focused.
I am.
Wonderful.
Much more than I have been.
That's wonderful. Well, please, don't hesitate to give me a call back.
Thank you so much.
I'm more than happy to help you anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
And bless you, too,
honey. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. So what we can do all this work and make connections with everybody on the planet. We're all connected together. There's no disconnection. There's only love. And what we need to do is make a connection with that love and really, really know that we're connected to that love. It's always here. The newspapers, whatever the case may be. Hello?
Hello, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
I am a brand new listener.
Oh, thank you.
And last night I had some acupuncture, and the acupuncturist shared that I had some things going on in my body. Are you able to do a body scan psychically?
Sure. Well, you're not grounded, so let's do some work with you tonight. How about that? Do you want to
that
do some work?
That works for me.
Good. Okay, what we're going to do is we're starting with your heart, and we're opening up your heart right now. Good. Your eyes should be blinking right now. We're going to be opening you up even more to your, more of your consciousness. You have the ability to heal yourself. So what we're going to do, okay, what we need to do is this. I need you to let everything go.
Okay.
Allow yourself to relax and let everything go. That's it.
Okay.
Good. Do you feel light going through your body now? You should be able to feel that light.
I feel a vibration.
Good. That's the vibration of light. Good. You're starting to clear very well. Okay. What I would like you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God, please, and just take in a good breath throughout the whole body. Just allow that to go where it needs to go, please.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Right. Good. You should be able to feel that energy coming out the top of your head now. Can you feel that?
It's actually going through my fingers.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. It's
okay.
Going through your feet, but what I needed to do is just make sure it's going through the top of your head. The feet are always, the energy will go right through you, to you from your head all the way down to your feet all the way down the center of the earth, and come back up again. Can you see a ball of light underneath your feet way, way down? Can you see that, or can you feel the energy of it?
In my mind's eye, I can see a white.
Great. That's Mother Earth. You're right in the center of Mother Earth. Your feet chakras are open. And you should be able to feel that a lot more. Can you feel yourself coming down and being grounded a lot more?
I felt the energy going through my calves.
Good.
Real heavy energy.
That's good. We're just getting rid of some heavy stuff. Once this opens up, what we're doing is actually cleansing the body of everything. Mother Earth has the ability of cleansing. Once it makes a connection to the center of the earth, it will open you up, and you'll be a lot cleaner. And that's what's happening now. So the energy from heaven is coming down through you, through the center of the earth, and coming back up again. You should be able to feel more expansive. Can you feel that?
What I saw in my mind's eye was the energy going down through my feet, down through earth, and then it's sort of circulating in this white revolving energy ball, and then
yes. And
then shooting up my left leg.
Okay, that's good.
So it's going out my right foot, coming up my left leg like it's being recycled.
That's okay. Whatever it needs to do, that's what it's going to do. The best way to do it is what you're doing now is letting go and allowing it to happen without it happening through us. It's just happening. And what I mean through us is that we let go and let God do whatever he needs to do and not get in the way. That's wonderful. Now, your head should be opening up right now. Can you feel that opening up?
Across my forehead.
Good. Can you feel that expressing through your eyes? Can you feel your eyes opening up more? You should be able to have more peripheral vision now. Can you feel that? Are you with me?
I am. I think I'm trying too hard.
Don't try at all.
Don't try at all. Okay, let it go.
Don't try at all.
And when you talk about eye, you're talking about mind's eye or physical eye?
Go ahead, dear.
Mind's eye or eyes?
Yes. Have you had trouble with your eyes before?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's why things are clearing so fast.
Every once in a while I'll get double vision, and the blessing in that is if it's a full moon, I can go outside and see four moons.
Okay. How does it feel to you now in your head? Do you feel more centered?
No.
All right, what I need you to do is let go, dear.
Actually, I feel confused now.
Excuse me?
Yeah, chaos.
Good. The most important thing is to let go. Once we let go, everything will open up around us. The idea of letting go is that we need to trust God.
Oh, I just felt it.
Good.
I just felt this wave of energy.
Good. You're allowing yourself to open. Just let go of everything. That's it. The more you let go, the more expansive you'll become. How does that feel to you now?
It's still vibrating.
Yes. May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Trust yourself. Trust what you're feeling.
Trust me?
Trust what you're feeling. Trust what you're feeling, because actually you're feeling what you're allowing yourself to feel without your mind.
Ooh, that just totally got intensified.
Excuse me?
It really intensified.
Yeah. Does that feel good to you?
Yes.
Good.
It's like electrical currents going through the body, but it doesn't hurt.
Right, right. You're opening up to the universe. You're opening up to heaven. That's wonderful. Have you been able to see energy before?
Not that clear, but I can see it on inanimate objects.
Okay. What I'm going to do is ask you, I had a young lady do this for me before. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I am in Arizona.
Oh, beautiful. 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 I have a good friend, Dr. Valerie, out there. She's really, really great. I want you to hold out your hands straight in front of you and your fingertips out. What I'm going to do, I'm going to touch your fingerprints or the tips of your fingers right now. Can you feel that pressure on your fingers? On the tips of your fingers?
A little bit. It's very small.
Yeah. That's your aura that I'm touching. It should feel like a magnet. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Good. Well, you're about, I would say at least, 2,000 miles from here?
Yes.
I'm in Rochester, New York. And to give you an idea that there's no limit on what we can feel and no limit on the aura. People think that the aura is only 2 inches away, and actually there's no limit to the aura. The aura goes right to heaven. So that's what you're feeling. You're feeling your aura now 2,000 miles away.
Is your aura green?
Excuse me?
Is your aura green?
Is my aura green?
Yes.
It does have green in it. It has, let me see. It's yellow, green, purple, pure white, red, and it's opening up. And yours is blue. It's pure white. I'll tell you what it looks like. You ever see the old gas stoves, you know, that you light it up and you could see the beautiful white and yellow lights and everything in it? You remember that?
Yes.
That's what your aura looks like right now. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I actually think I saw your aura.
Well, thank you.
I saw green and I saw purple and I saw yellow and I saw white. I didn't
right.
pick up the red, but I think it was like a magenta.
I suspect what happens is that when I touched you with the fingertips, you were picking up on my aura, and that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you could see that. That's wonderful.
So my organs all check out okay?
Yes, everything's fine.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
No, you're clear, honey. You're clear. Your liver's fine. Everything's fine, honey. I don't see anything wrong at all.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, God bless you.
And it's nice meeting you today.
Oh, fine. Did you breathe in the breath of God yet?
I have.
Okay. What I want you to do is I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in
all my organs to be cleansed.
And all my organs be cleansed.
Be cleansed. I breathe in the breath of God. Have my organs all cleansed.
Ooh, I felt that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I just went, and I felt it go down to the ground through my feet.
Good, honey.
It was really strong.
Very good. I would use that breath, and I would use it as many times a day as you possibly can. I tried to tell people that we're looking for miracles, and the biggest miracle we have is the breath of life. And it's so simple, and the words are so simple, to say, I breathe in the breath of God, because that's what we're doing.
Do you want me to share with you publicly what I have, or I will
Excuse
say
me.
Had?
Excuse me, could you repeat that again, dear?
On air, do you want me to share with you what I had?
Sure.
Multiple sclerosis.
Okay. And how does that feel now?
Well, I've been doing pretty good. I've been using the acupuncture.
Okay.
And, but it was brought up that my kidney was suffering. And then, of course, you know, the MS drugs are very, very hard. It's, you know, it's like you have symptoms with a chronic whatever, and then the drugs create more symptoms.
I think what we need to do with the energy that God gives us is just to let go. Breathe in the breath of God and just let go and let God heal you. It's just that simple. There's nothing to... I've had people matter of fact, I was meditating with a group of people a couple years ago, and there was a woman in that group that had 13 cysts on her breast, and they disappeared instantaneously.
Yeah. I have,
and so what we need to do
MRI showing the plaques in the brain and all that, and I just see them going away
going
and the myelin
right
growing
now.
Back.
Just give me a second here. I'm getting the word clear.
Amen.
I'm getting the word clear. Just do that breath. The best thing I can tell you is I feel your hesitation a little bit, that these things aren't clear. Please, believe me. This is not coming from me. It's coming from heaven. I'm not doing this. I'm just a conduit. We need to believe that these things will leave us. As long as we believe it, it'll happen.
I believe
that.
I'm
very confident in what I do, and I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I'm just saying that we need to allow ourselves to understand that when God makes a connection with us, which he always has, and we use that connection in a proper power way, there's nothing that can't be done. How does your kidney feel now?
I'm in a space of deep gratitude, and I am in another gratitude level of finding you and turning this station on and mm-hmm. hearing it. It was quite divine driven, I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everything that we do is divine driven, honey.
Yes.
Everything. Everything. It's just, it's amazing what we can do. So, are you near Sedona?
I am not in Sedona. I am in adjacent to Phoenix.
Oh, okay. I wanted to come out there. I've got a good friend, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. She's invited me out there, and I should really go out there and see her.
I think a better energy vortex is the Superstition Mountain in Apache Junction.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine that's going out there on Sunday. She's going to visit Sedona, so hopefully she'll be able to get into that vortex.
Yeah. Well, Sedona, when I go there, it brings me down. It's
I can understand that.
So much where people are dumping all of their negativity.
Yeah.
And,
well, the problem is
so
that they're dumping it, but they're not clearing it.
Correct.
And matter of fact, Valerie and I were clearing that maybe about 3-4 months ago. We were clearing all the negativity out of there.
Oh yeah, there's lots of it, and
yeah.
It
so
just seems when I get
is,
there,
we connected to the light that was under the vortexes and clearing everything out above. It's amazing that, you know, we really need to open up and let ourselves go, and to be able to heal ourselves. And it's so easy to do. There's nothing really difficult about it. As long, we need to put love in our hearts.
Always.
And just let everything else go, because nothing else matters. It's just love. That's what runs the universe.
Are you aware of the underground city in Sedona?
No, I'm aware of the underground that runs between Washington and California. I think there's cities all over the United States and probably all over the world, for that
mm-hmm.
matter. But there is a city under Sedona also?
Oh, yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually in the newspaper, the Sedona News.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It's always something new. It never ceases to amaze me. There's always something new to do and to learn.
Well, I'm going to go to your website and opt into your mailing list.
Thank you.
And my name is Christina.
Okay, Christina.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. And I just hope that everything will be okay. And just keep your mind open.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. So anyhow, it's really a pleasure talking to people that really want to be healed and loved, and it's just amazing that we can do this kind of energy work and have God around us and in all his presence. And it's just so wonderful to be able to use the energy and to be open and to be able to feed that to other people. And once you start feeding this energy to other people, God is with them even more, and they'll be able to heal people themselves. They won't even know. They won't even know what to do or how to do it, but it'll just happen. And that's the amazing part, that we need to delete ourselves from understanding. And it's just really wonderful to be able to understand that we have the ability and the right also to heal this planet. We are part of the planet. We are not disconnected from the planet at all. And I think it's really wonderful to know that there are so many wonderful people out there that want to heal the earth. And I think one of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm going down the road or I stop at a light and somebody throws a cigarette butt out on the street. It's like hurting my carpet. It's like, why don't you throw a little bit more out in my living room? And what I do is send white light, some beautiful light to these people, not anger, but white light, and hopefully that'll help them not to put the cigarette butts out on the roads, because There's millions of it a day that happens, and it's such a dirty habit. So we need to do that. We need to feed these people white light, and so they understand the consciousness level that they're at, and just change that to a higher consciousness level to allow us to help them, not to hurt them, but to help them and understand that the earth needs to be clean. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:56. I'm going to have to go, but it's been a pleasure talking to you. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to my program, and I'll see everybody next week. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour on www.bbsradio.com. If you need to contact me for help, I'll give you my cell phone number. It's area code 585-746-8321. And I do have a website, so it's Stephen A. Barish at I believe it's www.stephenabarish@rr.com. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.